It's the final weekend of action in the AIL leagues. After a season that started back in October, both the men's and women's leagues come to an end this weekend. And for two Galway City clubs, Corinthians and Galwegians, there are opportunities in playoff matches to gain promotion. Corinthians, currently in Division 2B, are travelling to Anacotti in Limerick to take on UL Bohemians. If they win that game, they'll get promotion to Division 2A, and UL Bohemians would be relegated down to 2B. For Galwegians, who are currently in 2C, they travel to Cork to take on Dolphin. And again, if they win that game, they get promoted to 2B, whereas Dolphin would then be relegated down to 2C. We have full live match commentary on Corinthians game in Limerick. Our exclusive stream on www.galwaybayfm.ie will commence at 2:20 with match commentary from 2:30. And at the conclusion of the Leinster Minor Hurling Championship game between Dublin and Galway, FM will pick up the concluding stages of the match. I caught up with Corinthians head coach Michael Harding to discuss the prospects for the game and his hopes for the outcome. Michael, I was looking back at the start of the season for you on the 7th of October, and now we've reached the end of April. It's a long season, a lot of effort, and it's down to one final game. It's this is what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. We started back the last week after race week. The Connacht Senior League is a 5-week campaign as well, so it's been it's a slog. The AIL is a slog. It's a long, long season, and but we, the joys of being in Corinthians is you have a lot of players, so we have a lot of guys coming in and out the whole time, so you're not really, we'd a block there in the middle where we give a lot of new AIL caps and stuff, so you're freshening it up and you're bringing guys in and out, which is a huge advantage we have here. Like, we have a really good 20s and second setup. But yeah, it's been an incredibly long season. Not too many downs, a lot of ups. So we'd only 3 defeats in the regular season. So it's been a good season. We targeted a couple of things at the start of the year, and we've delivered on them, and it's got us to where we are now.
I'm just wondering how, you know, you're approaching a side, UL Bohs. They've got a lot to play for. The winner of this game, if you win the game, you go up. If they win the game, they stay up and you stay where you are. How difficult is it to analyse them? Because you know the other teams in your own division. How do you find out about them? Or is it really all just about what you're doing this week?
Yeah, it's both. So the IRFU had an initiative a few years ago where the all Division 1 clubs got, you record your home games, you send it in, and it goes up in Huddle, and it's analysed and it's shared between clubs. And I'm a huge fan of sharing footage. I think all coaches and teams should be doing it. They brought it into 2A last year, and this year they brought it into 2B, which is brilliant. So after the game on Saturday, once we'd won, one phone call to the company that run that, I was able to get the last four games that that UL Bohs have played. So we've looked back over them, but we've only really pulled out one or two things because it's such a short week. Like, we have the guys for about 3 hours, so we never focus too much on the opposition. We'll have a look at their lineouts, a couple of trends in what we see in their attack. So on Tuesday we'll have our reviews, previews, and on Tuesday we had a quick look at a couple of things to make lads aware of, but 95% of this is on us and what we're going to do and how we deliver, because that's really only what we get to work on for the week, really. And we're in a place right now, like, I think we're battle hardened. We've had 4 ridiculously tough games in the last 5 weeks: Malahide, Instonians, Wanderers, all different challenges, all new things thrown at us in every game. So we're battle hardened. We focused in on a couple of things in ourselves this week that we have to adjust from Wanderers to Bohs. And the big thing is just showing where Bohs are good, and this is where we have to be really clued in. But 90%, this is what we're going to do. That's the way we look at it.
And you're coming in with real momentum, whereas their momentum has stalled, hence they're in this relegation playoff. Does that count for anything? Is momentum vital, or is it just what's in guys' heads when you get to this? Because this is the big game now. No matter what you've done before, this is really where it counts.
It is the big game, yeah, absolutely. Like, momentum, yeah, it is hugely important. we finished the season with 75 points. Like, you know, that wins the league almost every year. But unfortunately, Estonians were in our league this year. Like, so we know we're good enough to go up. We know we're good enough to go up. It's just a matter of getting the job done on Saturday. And yeah, momentum's important because it builds confidence in what you're trying to do, the message that you're delivering. Like, we spoke about something a lot last week, and then we were able to show it on the screen on Tuesday. This works. This is what we're doing. It works. There's clear momentum behind us, and you can see the confidence on the pitch, you can see the excitement, you can see the energy. So that's obviously really important. But at the end of the day, we saw last year when we came into Dungannon how quickly it can slip away. But we're a different team. We're the same players. We're a year older, we're a year more experienced. We're still ridiculously young. We've two guys doing the leave insert in the team. Like, we're still ridiculously young, but we're matured from last year. We feel like we're in a better place. But we can look at UL Bows and you can say, okay, they have, was it one win in the last nine or whatever it is, but they've been here last year. They found a way to beat Sligo last year. They went in and they were losing at halftime to Dungannon. They turn around to get the job done against Dungannon in this very fixture last year, and Dungannon were good enough to beat us. And again this year, they were good enough to hang in against Sligo and get the job done in the end, and they won the game. And they were in this game last year, and I think that's a huge positive for them. We've never been here before.
You're talking about the youth of the side there. Can I talk quickly about Matthew Devine starting for Connacht? He's been a key part of your setup. He's moved on a little bit now. His brother John is here. Sean Nocton is around. There's a great pathway coming there. And he was immense the other night. And he just seemed to bring in a real belief in what he's doing and an accuracy to his play.
Yeah, Maddie's been outstanding for us. He came in the year, he was heading to the Irish 20s from Garbally. He's an incredibly good player. Like, Ballinasloe and ourselves should be and Garbally should be really proud of him, and all the other guys coming in behind him, in terms of, you know, John Devine and Sean Nocton and all these guys that are coming. They're like we're blessed that we're in Galway, that we have access to these players. I know there's other clubs around Connacht that you know, their location hurts them in terms of recruiting these really good players. So we're blessed that we have that. But we feel that when they come out here, we have a good environment for them. We play a really good rugby. But Matty done at the weekend is what he's been doing for us for years. Like, he is probably the best player in the league whenever he plays. Like, that quick tap, the first try, like, that's not in the playbook. Like, that Pete Wilkinson does not want him doing that. Like, they want to kick to the corner there. They want to have a 5 meter line out in the mall. But that's what Matty does. Matty just scores the try because he's exceptional at that. And yeah, sometimes it mightn't work out for him. We had a disagreement one day here about Matty, slow it down. We don't need quick taps today. We just need a bit more control. And he scored a try from a quick tap outside the 22. And on the video, you can see him looking over at me just like, there you go, Mike. You know, he's right. Like, that's his KPI. He's absolutely brilliant at it. And again, that line break for the second try, he done it the week before when he came off the bench. He had that line break as well. That's what he does. That's his X factor. His pass and his kicking is absolutely the quality of any professional line, and he has that X factor that I suppose we'd be scratching our heads here for the last couple of months. Like, geez, how can Matty not get a chance? And he finally got his chance and he took it with both hands. But that's what he's been doing for 3 years in Corinthians. Like, and, you know, looking at Sean Nocton and John Devine and James Nicholson before he got injured and stuff, and other guys that we have in that pathway, Owen Burke coming up behind, Tomás Farthing coming up behind, and they all have these really special attributes to them that it's just, you know, like Oisin and Feakin, like, you know, they have special things about them that you're hoping that they get that chance to prove themselves.
On Saturday, what's the key for you? What are you looking for? What do you need to see when you're in your coach's position early in this game from your side?
So yeah, it's hard to say early in the game because the first 20 minutes last Saturday, like, we done everything wrong, like we did, but we didn't panic, which is, that's what we're talking about, that year maturity. We didn't panic. But what do we need to see on Saturday? We need to see that the boys are focused in the warm-up, that there's good chat in the warm-up, that there's good energy there, because that feeds. We need to see that our eight subs are giving huge energy in the warm-up. And when we get out onto the pitch, that we're doing what we always do. Even if we're making mistakes, if we're trying to do what we always do, if we have the same defensive system that we always do, that we don't have any individuals we know we're going to be in a good place, and that will build and build as the game go on. We've been a very good second half team over the last couple of weeks, so we know if we're in the fight at half time, and you all both know if we're in the fight at half time what's coming in the second half, and we have a ridiculously good bench. Like, it's crazy how good our bench is, so we know we can get momentum off our bench. Our bench won that game for us up in Wanderers 2 weeks ago, and again they made a huge impact at the weekend. So we need to just, when you're standing on the side, are we doing what we always done? We're not going away from the game plan, and if we're doing that and we deliver what we, if we go out and do ourselves justice, we're going to be right there, thereabouts.
Michael, great to talk to you. I hope it goes really, really well for you. Both City clubs involved in similar situations. It would be great to see both of them promoted. It's vital for rugby here. It's a big help to Connacht as well. And we're doing full live commentary from Anacotti on Saturday afternoon. Please join us for that. And I hope afterwards I'm interviewing you with a great story to tell.
I hope so, do. Thanks, William.
I also had the opportunity to chat to Brendan Guilfoyle, who is the head coach of Galwegians. They've been on quite a good run recently, and they've got themselves into this position, and they head down to take on Dolphin in Cork. And this is what he had to tell me about where he thinks that game will go.
Brendan, a big game coming up for you on Saturday down in Dolphin. It's a case of, can you turn the season's work into a really good win and get promotion?
Yeah, it's a massive game for us. It's been kind of a rebuilding season here in Galwegians. Having been relegated last year, I suppose the best way to answer all the critics we had last year would be to end the season with promotion. I think the group of lads we have worked so hard. We thought we were probably in the running to win the league, but I think over the course of the year, you'd have to say Clare Valley were the deserving champions of 2C. But we really did really do kind of fancy ourselves as a good team that probably deserves it. And the improvements we've made this year, and we've been building and building towards this end of the season. But you know, when it comes to a final, it's that one game over a league. It's always tough, and against a team like Dolphin, you know, being Munster based myself, Dolphin over the years, having played against them in Division One with Young Munsters, Division Two with Old Crescent, they've such a history, such a pride down in Musgrave Park. You know, it's not going to be easy, not going to be easy at all. But you know, we're building with confidence every week. The last five games each week has been just getting better and better. So we're in as good a position as we could ask for, and really looking forward to the challenge at the weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of a tricky one. It's unusual to see two clubs with the studied history of Galwegians and Dolphin down in this part of the AIL. So it's a huge opportunity for one of those clubs. And you're obviously hoping it's Galwegians, and so are we, because you're a local team. But you're looking to get moving again, because relegation last year was a tricky one. It was a very tough season.
Yeah, and it's not even just the tough season. You know, if you look at Galwegians, I think 7 years ago we're Division One. You know, it was only one season in it, but even before that, it was winning Division Two and been thereabouts, and then it's just been downhill ever since. And we'd hope that we're a little further on the recovery road than Dolphin, because they've done the same. You know, they were a Division One club, relegated last year to 2B, and now in a relegation playoff to go to 2C. So two huge clubs with huge history in the All-Ireland League, not in a position either one of them, I suppose, would have seen them being in at this stage, and both really desperate to get out of it. So it's going to be tough. Like, even off the field, there's so much emotion involved in it for, you know, team members. You know, our team manager and Norman and DC family, they're, you know, connected in Galwegians for years. You have Martin, our kind of other team manager, has been 10 years involved with the team. They've seen all the struggles. Like, for them to get a promotion and to be part of that rebuilding process would just be huge. It'd mean as much, if not more, to them off the field than it would to the players on the field. So there's an awful lot riding on the game, but that's playoffs, you know, and that's what we all want. We want to be in this position at the end of the season. It brings a bit of excitement to the whole thing. So yeah, as I said, two huge clubs, and we're hoping we might have the edge, in that we had our rock bottom hopefully last year, and we have turned a corner, and the club, the atmosphere on and off the field is improving, just like the performances week on week. more people coming to games, even just within the club, more teams supporting each other, and 20s doing well, seconds had a great season. So yeah, we just hope we've turned that corner a little earlier than Dolphin, and that hopefully that experience will be enough to get us through on Saturday.
How difficult is it to analyse them because they've been playing in a different division? Or when you get to a game at this stage of the season, is it really just more about what you're doing, that analysing the opposition is difficult, but it's really focusing on your performance on the day?
It's actually it's a funny one, because it's quite easy to analyse them in the sense that they play a completely different game to us. They're a big pack. They have a big 12. They play really direct, and we're quite the opposite. We like to play expansive rugby. We like to get to the edges. We've got a great backfield, great midfield. So in terms of analysing them, not that it's easy, because it's very easy to say what they do, but it's a different story in stopping it. So yeah, we would have spoken to a lot of the coaches in 2B, and you know, we've Jan Ochten, who's a Sligo coach, who's a Galwegian, who they would have played obviously Dolphin throughout the year, and having coached for the last number of years, we'd have talked to a lot of the coaches, and it's pretty clear how they play, and it's pretty clear it's the complete opposite to how we play. So it's going to be one of those, whichever team can, I suppose, enforce their game plan on the game better will win the game. If they can draw us into a dogfight, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough. And if we can open the game up, I think we're in with a really good chance of, I suppose, exposing their weaknesses and really playing to our strengths. So it's going to be exciting. Even as coaches, it's exciting in the preparation now, and little tweaks as to how we play. But we won't change a whole lot. We're doing really well the last five games. We just want to, I suppose, yeah, tweak it a little bit just to counteract some of their real strengths. And then we'll be hoping that the confidence our lads have will pay dividends in the end, and we'll stick to our task, and they'll believe in themselves, which is a huge part of it. They've a huge ability, and just been on, I suppose, the losing end for so many years in Galwegians, there is that self-doubt, but we really feel we've turned the corner there. And if we have the belief, I think we'll give ourselves a really good chance on Saturday.
I suppose the side that's trying to go up, that's come with this run of games, you probably have the momentum there. Their momentum has kind of stalled because they've been down the bottom and they couldn't get themselves out of there. So that is a huge opportunity. If you can harness that and, as you say, then impose your game plan.
Yeah, absolutely. Last five games, you know, we've had four tries minimum, bonus point wins. The confidence has been growing each week. We've had a pretty set team. All our injuries kind of came good after that block of three where we lost three in a row. We were a bit all over the place, but it's all really come good the last few games. And yeah, it is a difference. You know, they're at the bottom, so they've lost more than they've won. I think they've won four games in the regular season, so they've either lost or drawn 14. So that's not an easy place to be. And I know we were there last year. Brough beat us at home in the semi-final of the playoff, and it was a confidence thing. We were just down on ourselves, having lost so many games throughout the year, and hopefully we're the opposite now. And it just showed with Brough last Saturday, the confidence was oozing out of our lads. It's not an arrogance, it's a confidence in each other. It's teamwork. There's a really good bond between a lot of them. They're so young. And yeah, we'd be hoping that winning mentality would really stand to us at the weekend. But in saying that, we've played Enniscorthy at home. We beat them. We lost to them away. And Dolphin really gave Enniscorthy a good beating at the weekend. I think it was 40. They were 20 points to 7 down and won 42-20. So, you know, that's some good scoring in the second half. So clearly they can score points as well. I think it's going to be an exciting game. It's going to be really interesting. And I'm just hoping our confidence carries through and the belief in our ability and our game plan, and yeah, we give ourselves the best chance on Saturday.
Brendan, great to talk to you. We hope it goes really well for you. It's a big day for the club, and hopefully we see you back up in 2B.
Yeah, please God. Actually, one final one for you. It's a good one. Our captain, Jack Winters, is actually marrying a Cork girl, and two of her brothers are playing with Dolphin, so at the weekend. So there's going to be kind of club battles, but there's also going to be in-law battles on the field on Saturday. So Jack is coming up against his two brother-in-laws as captain of Galwegians. So there's a real task ahead of him at the weekend, but please God, he'll come out victorious and he'll be able to include it in his speech in the wedding.
Rugby is a small game here, so it's inevitable that you bump into people that you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And poor Jack has had the fear all season that it was going to come down to this. It was like written in the stars. But look, that is the thing. That's the great thing about rugby. As soon as we get into Musgrave Park, you'll bump into someone you know, whether it's someone coming to watch the game or someone playing in the game. It's great. It's such a community game. The networking, social networking more than anything else, is so good. And I know win, lose or draw down in Cork, there'll be great hospitality after the game with both teams. And yeah, that's a huge part of what makes rugby great and why we all play it.
So those are the views of the two head coaches of Corinthians and Galwegians. We wish both teams well. Full live commentary on the Corinthians match on an exclusive rugby stream on galwaybayfm.ie from 2:20 on Saturday, and updates from Virgin Media Park in Cork on the Galwegians game. Please do join us for these exciting matches.
Connacht Rugby live match commentary brought to you in association with Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. Late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud to support Connacht Rugby.